This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. It's great to have you listening today. Advocates for two Milwaukee institutions are optimistic about their future. That's after a compromise agreement was reached recently to provide long-term county funding for both. The deal would provide $1.6 million in annual funding for a decade to the War Memorial Center and the Milwaukee Art Museum. They've both been wrestling with looming maintenance problems, leaky roofs, crumbling concrete. Each group would have separate leases with the county, and the deal would change the governance board that oversees the facilities. The agreement was passed unanimously by the county board, though it could still be vetoed by county executive Chris Abley. He's complained about the costs involved and changes in oversight. Joining us in the studio are Milwaukee Art Museum Director Dan Keegan, War Memorial Director David Drent, and County Board Chairwoman Marina Dmitrievich. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Why was it so vital that this issue come to a resolution?
I'll start with that. Well, this is really a historic, monumental agreement for Milwaukee County. It took nearly 18 months for the War Memorial and Art Museum to come together because of the significance of this agreement. And when they did, we now have an agreement that'll pay off for future generations in Milwaukee County. Having these two institutions work together will make it more sustainable. It'll have capital improvements, and it will really pay off for Milwaukee County. So it's important that we move forward on this as soon as possible.
And I would add, these are historic changes that have actually been underway or in progress for the entire nearly 60 years that we've been located together at the lakefront as the War Memorial and Art Museum, and a natural progression of growth, advancement, and development.
Well, and so let me ask you this. Why has it been difficult to work together at the level that this agreement represents in the past, and what has changed that will make it possible today?
Well, it's complicated. But to simplify it, I think it's important to recognize that the conditions of the buildings played a major part in this. And we're, of course, deeply grateful for Milwaukee County's support, and we can get into that in making the repairs to the buildings. But a necessary part of this timing is to take a look at the organizational structure and see if there aren't some things that can't be done in terms of the organizations, and they're working together and also working independently in a new way.
Well, and so what does that really mean?
Well, I believe that the current governance structure is – it's not clear enough. I think these new agreements will be able – they separate the organizations governance-wise. So while staffs are working together and boards are working together, we will be governed by the War Memorial Board, and the Art Museum will have the freedom to be governed by their own board. And there won't be politics being played at the board level.
The other thing I would add very briefly is that one of the big changes that's taken place over the decades is the growth of the Art Museum. Whereas it was under the wing initially of the War Memorial back in the 1950s, today the museum occupies 340,000 square feet of space across the three buildings, two of which are owned by the county. And so that growth and that responsibility that the museum has to maintain museum-caliber environments is something that seemed to make sense to both parties now to make that organizational change.
The measure passed unanimously on the county board, though not without debate. It still faces objections from the county executive. His line, which some others in the community have echoed, is that the deal is simply too expensive for taxpayers. So let me turn that question around. Why do you see it as not too expensive for taxpayers?
Yeah, I think that is a short-sighted comment that lacks a forward-thinking progressive vision. And why I say that is, let's not talk about what might be wrong with the deal. Let's talk about what we are doing. We're making a long-term commitment in this community to a world-class arts institution and a very important memorial to our veterans. Having those two groups work together and making a significant investment is, I think, an incredible role of Milwaukee County. And so, again, protecting the art and bringing down private funding for the Art Museum and the War Memorial and enhancing the services at the War Memorial, this is a great investment to make. Mitch, we barely do things unanimously in Milwaukee County government. It's a significant statement. You have the arts community, the veterans community, and people throughout Milwaukee County who support this. I just think it's unfortunate to be on the wrong side of this issue.
Governance aside, talk about how the War Memorial will evolve under the terms of this agreement.
Well, Mitch, I think we've done a really good job on veterans programs. We just don't – the community doesn't know about it. The veterans know about it. I think what we are going to be able to do is we're going to be able to expand those programs the veterans that are coming back now have a completely different set of issues than the World War II veterans have. And we're not going to provide services, but we're going to help people get to those services. And I think another thing is that, you know, we've all talked about deferred maintenance for years and years. We've talked about deferred maintenance. I think the level of funding that we will receive from Milwaukee County with these agreements will help us to better keep the buildings up and to hopefully, you know, cut those long-term costs down.
One of the concerns that's been voiced in the past by some of the county board even is around the War Memorial's ability to cut future operating costs and or raise more in donations. What is your take on those two issues?
Well, we are a service organization that houses 800 events a year. We want to make it right for the people that use the War Memorial Center. We are the caretakers of the Milwaukee County Pearl. And we believe that we have gotten our costs under control, and I think you'll see that in the future.
Dan Keegan, you know, there are a lot of publicly supported cultural institutions, public radio included, that often hear the argument that they ought to be doing whatever they can to wean themselves from being connected to the taxpayers. Are you at all sensitive to that issue, and how does this agreement speak to that call?
Well, I think that's an interesting and oftentimes misguided notion, this idea of weaning. Here's the fact that I remind people of. The Milwaukee Art Museum charges $15, $16 for admission. It costs us $45 a year per visitor to run the museum. So the museum is raising significant dollars, millions of dollars annually to keep those costs for our daily visitors as low as possible. And in this particular project, the important thing for us is this joint partnership with Milwaukee County to make the deferred maintenance repairs. And the museum provides $15 million in renovations and improvements to the buildings. That's a win-win for everyone.
Marina Dmitrievich, you spoke about why you see the commitment to veterans as being so important. Let me ask you about the other part of it, and that is, why should the county be concerned specifically about the health of an art museum?
Exactly. This gets back to the kind of weaning off of the support of our cultural assets. I think we need to be really clear and have an honest conversation with our constituents in Milwaukee County of what kind of community do we want to be. Do we want to be a world-class community that has a great art museum and serves our veterans like they've served our country? Yes. And as a policymaker, I want to make an investment into those cultural assets. And this is what it is. As we're asking them to be more sustainable and self-sufficient, we need to give them the tools to do so. And that's what this discussion is about making an investment in protecting art and honoring the veterans who have served our country. And that's what this agreement will do.
We've heard about how dire the situation is in this facility, but I'm curious to hear from the two of you to describe literally what is at stake.
In terms of the physical
Absolutely.
Piece of this, what's at stake is the protection of a world-class art collection. It's completely unacceptable to have leaks in the roofs, to have window systems that don't function, and deteriorated conditions which have evolved over time. This wasn't a sudden change. When we're also being asked to present a world-class art museum, as the chairwoman has just stated, world-class is great for this community. It attracts new workers and new businesses and retains people as well. So we think that what's at stake here and what's critical for the art museum is to protect the art, the environment, and the experience for our hundreds of thousands of annual visitors.
Has there already been damage to the collection?
There's not been significant damage to the collection, but I will add that it has come at a cost that we have avoided that. We have taken extreme measures to make sure that the art is protected, both with personnel and with an infrastructure in place to make sure that we literally catch the water.
What about the physical condition of the War Memorial itself?
Well, and let's go back and understand what that War Memorial stands for. It stands for all the men that died in service back in World War II and Korea saving our freedom. And to walk onto Veterans Courtyard where our eternal flame is and where the names of all the Milwaukee County citizens that died in World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, that should be a place of honor. We can't afford to have crumbly concrete there. We need to have a place that the veterans and their families can be proud of.
The deal is widely described as a compromise. Are there aspects that each of you could be happier with?
Well, I think the best deals are always compromises. And in the best deals, both sides feel that they've gained much but also had to give up something. And I think this is how we describe this deal.
What do you feel you gave up?
Well, what we had to give up, of course, was some of our ability to maintain all aspects of the buildings. We recognized that the memorial pieces of this belong to the veterans and belong to the War Memorial. Yet, just to cite one example, the rooftop is the roof over the head of the artwork. So that's an example of a compromise. It's a critical one to recognize and to realize that there's a path forward on.
Well, and for 55 years, the War Memorial has been responsible for all operations at the complex. And quite honestly, and I've been there for a long time, and it's something that's really hard to give up. But we do realize that the art museum should be responsible for their space. So as much as it was hard to give that function of what we do up, it makes sense.
Marina Dmitrievich, were there things that you would like to have seen in that final deal?
Well, I want to conclude that the board's unanimous vote to support this historic monumental agreement is it's a salute and a testament to the hard work of these two organizations. 18 months, Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Geske came in and helped out. They put all this time together to come to a compromising agreement, and that is why the county board stood united and unanimously supported it. I really hope that the county executive signs it as soon as possible so that we can get working on it. Every day that goes by that it's not signed is a day that we could be working on drawing down millions of dollars, I believe $14 million in private funding, rehabbing the facility, and bringing in more tourism to this great county.
If the county executive were to veto it, are you confident that the board's unanimous support would lead to overriding a veto?
I would prefer that the county executive does not veto it and sign in to law a unanimously supported resolution. But I do believe if that's what happens, I think it'll probably be unanimous in its override. I never want to predict that, but it would be a much more symbolic measure. It would turn over a new leaf in what's been a difficult year for us to work together and show this community that we can get things done.
Thank you to all three of you, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Marina Dmitrievich is the chairwoman of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors. David Drent is executive director of the War Memorial Center. And Dan Keegan is director of the Milwaukee Art Museum. We'll take a break now and in just a moment get some insight on the two directions electric cars are moving in. Besides forwards and backwards, that is. That is coming your way next on Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.